This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios for the first time in a little over 3 years, all the way from Australia, Paper Kites, Sam Bentley, Christina Lacey, Dave Powers, Josh Bentley, Sam Rasmussen. And we've got the whole band in the studio. Welcome back to Jefferson Public Radio. It's
good to see you.
Yeah.
It has been long enough, over 3 years, that I'm guessing there have been marriages, breakups, kids born. What has been going on within the band?
There's been a lot.
Many, many dramas. Yeah, many, many things.
Romances and dramas.
Yeah.
And
no, it's been good. There's been a few weddings. No breakups, which has been good.
Actually, still the same numbers.
At least one child.
Actually, no, there was. It's 3 years.
Sam had a breakup and a marriage.
That's right.
Within the time?
I actually did.
With the same woman.
Yeah.
As in they broke up, but then they ended up getting married.
Yeah.
It's turned out okay then.
So it's been a rocky, but now great, 3 years.
And 1.5 children. Child and one about to
one
be.
One soon.
Yeah.
Well, things seem to be going very well. The website, by the way, paperkites.com.au, if you couldn't tell. They are definitely not from around here. The new record out as of last summer is called 12-4. That one came out August 2015. And it is a different sound. You guys have definitely upped the pace and the instrumentation and the powers behind the record a little bit. You guys came all the way to Seattle, Pacific Northwest, to make this record.
We did, yeah.
Why?
Well, it kind of just worked out like that because we had planned to make the record somewhere in Australia, but not Melbourne. We wanted to get outside of Melbourne because I think there's a certain degree of distraction when you're able to go home to your families after a day in the studio. You're kind of, I don't know.
You're putting on lots of different hats throughout the day.
Yeah.
You're kind of, you know, you're in the studio and you're putting on your work hat and then you have to, you know, you go home and sometimes we might be doing, you know, I don't know, other work or, you're going home to your partners and families.
Yeah.
And
so this record, we kind of said, like, oh, we really want to get away. And initially how it happened was we'd already teed up a producer that we wanted to work with who it turned out was a little too unwell at the time to do the recording. And he was going to come and we were maybe looking at recording in Byron Bay, which is kind of northern, well, the middle of Australia, really, on the east coast. Mm-hmm. And that fell through, and it was a couple, maybe a month or two out from when we were meant to record the record. So we kind of panicked a little bit and thought, oh, what are we going to do? Who can we work with on this record? And Phil X's name came up, and we obviously love his work. He's done some really great albums. And we got in contact with him and sent him the demos, and he was interested, and he said, you know, why don't you come to Seattle? Like, I can record you guys over here. And we were sort of like, well, that's probably far enough away from Melbourne. Mm. Let's do that. Yeah.
And it worked out so well. Mm. We have this love affair with Seattle now because of the time that we spent there.
Yeah.
It's easy to love Seattle.
Yeah.
This must be a pretty significant undertaking for a half dozen of you, give or take, to transplant yourselves halfway around the world for, what, a couple of weeks to make this record?
Well, yeah, Christina and I were there for maybe 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah. Wow, really?
Yeah, so we were kind of Seattle locals.
Yeah, it felt like that. We were
first
just
name
there
basis with all the local cafe people.
Yeah, we were just there a few days ago, and going back is we have so many memories there now, and it does feel
very fun.
It was, you know, 6 weeks, but I guess, you know, we were living in a house together. We were cooking, you know, waking up in the morning and cooking lunch to take to the studio, and like cooking dinners together, and I think that kind of just living, you know, not touring and staying in hotel after hotel, just sort of living there. It in my head, it kind of makes me feel I must have lived there for 3 months or something. And I don't know, it's this really significant time, and we have a real fondness for Seattle now. So it's really nice. I couldn't think of, you know, heaps of other places that would have been better to stay and explore.
No. And I mean, we're totally biased to Seattle now.
Well, we are.
Well, other than the accents, you look the part. You've got the Blastones. You've got the cup of coffee from our friends over across the street at Case. Paper Kites are my guests today, live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called 12-4. Information on them at paperkites.com.au. Well, you said before we went on the air that you actually wanted to start, though, with an older tune, something that goes back to that Woodland EP from, what, like 2013 or so?
When was that? 2013? I think
it was
earlier.
Feels like a lifetime ago.
Yeah. What do you want to start with?
We're going to sing a song called Halcyon.
lovers sinking in the sea. We will let the water fill our lungs and sleep. Love, we go down, we go.
That is Halcyon. It's the Paper Kites live today in the JPR studios. All five of them. Last time we just had three of you in this small little space,
yeah.
But we shoehorned everybody in. Sam Bentley, Christina Lacey, Dave Powers, Josh Bentley, and Sam Rasmussen are the five. This was a concept record.
Yeah.
In a way, right?
In a way. I mean, it wasn't... I suppose it was kind of intended to be, but it was more like an experiment, really.
Could have been called Night Owl.
Could have been called,
but you went with 12-4.
Went with 12-4.
Why is that?
Well, lack of a better name, really. It was the whole idea of the record was that I wanted to challenge myself to try and write kind of within the nighttime hours instead of, you know, I suppose normal hours. And I had heard about a concept from an interview with some screenwriters who were talking about the best times of night to write anything, really. And they had all kind of collectively agreed in this interview that they believed, you know, sort of between midnight and 4 a.m. was the time that they felt that they were at their best. And a friend showed it to me, and I thought that was really interesting. And I was kind of looking for an idea to base this second record around. And, yeah, that just sounded really interesting to me. I wanted to find out whether there was any truth to that. And yeah, so I kind of did it over a 2 month period, just kind of flipped my sleep patterns on their head and yeah, just stayed up and wrote this record.
Did that work for you? I know for a lot of musicians, 4 a.m. is nothing, but were you generally a night owl to begin with, or was it a bit of a stretch for you to be awake through those hours?
I mean, I am a little bit of a night owl anyway.
Just because of the lifestyle?
Yes, yeah. I mean, this tour.
Tour lifestyle. Oh, man. Once we're on tour, your sleep pattern is just completely, it's all over the place. And when you do get an early night, often you can't go to sleep before midnight anyway because you're staying up really late. So,
yeah. But yeah, because I was at home, it was actually really hard at the start to flip it. Like, I would get to maybe 2 o'clock, and at the start, I was just falling asleep, like fall asleep with the keyboard, fall asleep on the floor. But then eventually, it started kind of ticking along, and I started to get some really interesting songs. I think the idea was that I wanted to right from a place where I wasn't being so analytical about everything I was doing, like which is really easy to do when you have a sort of clear frame of mind and you're worried about, I don't know, what people are going to think of it and, you know, what the fans are going to think and even what you think yourself. And I was just so tired at the time that I didn't really care. I was just kind of letting things come out how they felt like they wanted to come out. And as a result, I ended up with about 30 songs that were very all over the place musically. Like, I mean, there was that strong theme of a lot of kind of 80s, very romantic guitar-driven sounds coming through, which is purely a result of, I suppose, what I was listening to at the time. And this idea of late-night music kind of fascinated me, and that was what I felt like it should sound like. It's like something kind of 80s-driven, like very kind of,
dreamy.
I don't know, dreamy. Yeah.
Silent calls, and there their quiet desperations. I walk in home in the rain. I pass by the yellow line train. I thought that I was different when you looked at me. But this quiet desperation killing me too. It's killing me too. And I don't want to love you, I want to learn you, but I love to know you well.
It's the Paper Kites live today in the JPR studios. Sam Bentley, Christina Lacey, Dave Powis, Josh Bentley, and Sam Rasmussen are the five. Sam, you are the sort of primary songwriter for the band. Do other people contribute as well, or are they typically your songs that then get turned into arrangements by the other band members?
Yeah, it's usually kind of more the latter. Every now and then, like Christina and I might collaborate on some lyrics, or Dave and I. But for this record, it was a bit too much to ask all the other guys to kind of stay up within those hours with me. So it ended up just being me presenting all these songs to them and then us deciding as a collective what we felt was right for the record.
Was that tough? I mean, you said before the tune that you brought like 30 songs to the session and only, what, 10 or 11 of them make the record.
Yeah.
You probably had some personal connection to some of these that the rest of the band didn't and dismissed for one reason or another.
Yeah.
You hit the nail on the
head. Pretty much, yeah.
Was that... did that go well, or was that a little turbulent?
I wouldn't say it went well. I think without realizing it, you form attachments to certain songs, and in your head you've already got an idea of what your idea of the record's going to sound like. So presenting all the songs to the guys, I kind of in my head already had the songs that I felt were right for the record, and it's really difficult to bring four other people into your headspace and try and communicate a particular idea or a vision when they weren't in the creating process. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like, you know, trying to sell, I don't know, a piece of artwork to a bunch of people that have never seen it before, you know. That was kind of the conversation that was had over, it was a while. The guys spent a fair bit of time with the demos, and some of them were a bit more controversial than the songs that actually made it on the record. Mm. So, I mean, I remember listening to them.
Yeah, I think for us that was that was sort of part of the challenge as well, was Sam was presenting these songs to us that he had written, and we kind of in this place of, you know, wanting to respect Sam's kind of feelings about certain songs, because we know that, you know, particularly songwriting, it comes from a really personal place. But also as a band and individuals, wanting to sort of like sit with these songs and form our own relationships with them. And we did that for a couple of weeks. We kind of gave ourselves, you know, some time to kind of listen to the songs and, yeah, I guess, decide how we felt about them and what feelings we all had about them. And because I guess at the end of the day, although it was Sam's sort of collective of work, it being a band, you know, he sort of, I guess, passes them to everybody and allows us to make them our songs rather than just his.
Scarlet Avenger, we tore out all see such an ugly confession sprung from wild lips and met with open arms. Such a prize must be showered with better than never sure nor owing more. It's a shot at neon crimson too.
Paper Kites are my guests today, live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called 12-4. Information on them at paperkites.com.au.